But joining me now is the Freo Dockers General Manager, Peter Bell. Belly, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us on The West Live. How's life inside the Freo AFL bubble?
Hi, Jenna. Look, it's certainly very busy. As most would be aware, we're preparing to take our entire playing list to the Gold Coast early next week. So that's 47 players and up to 30 staff up there. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of logistics to go through. And then there's a lot of planning around what people are going to need, both in the Gold Coast, but also what their families will need back here in Western Australia, or as the case may have it in some circumstances, in Victoria or elsewhere.
Right. So how many families will be travelling, do you think?
Yeah, we're not sure as yet. Initially, it'll be mainly the sort of playing squad for an initial period of time. What we're also awaiting, Jenna, is the AFL have said after round three, they'll let us and West Coast, and indeed the whole competition, but the other hub clubs in particular, where round six and seven are going to be. And I think there'll be a lot of partners and families that will be anxiously awaiting that. And if it is to continue in the Gold Coast, I think particularly around that school holiday period, the Western Australian school holiday period, we might have a number of families coming to visit then. But in the back of their minds is the fact that if they come back into WA after that, there's the 2 week quarantine period, which you can understand would make life really difficult for a lot of families. So they're the kinds of things that families are weighing up.
In terms of, I get, what's the mood like in the club? Because this has taken probably a massive toll on the mental health on not just the players, but the admin staff, all of management and things like that. How's everyone coping?
There's a genuine excitement about football returning. That's tinged also with the fact that there's an awareness of a social license, if you like, that the rest of the community are granting football. So there's an acknowledgement of that as well. And the players and staff clearly aren't immune from some of the broader coronavirus reverberations which affect them and their families. So they know a lot of people are doing it tough. But if the majority of the community want football back, which it seems they do, the players are excited by that. But we can't deny that also there is anxiety about being in a high performance centre for a long period of time away from your families. And I guess the uncertainty is the worst part of that, Jenna, just not knowing exactly how long we're going to be up there. So we're working through that and supporting as best we can. There'll be some people that will do it really, really easily. And by no means are we saying that the environment's not going to be a wonderful environment with great facilities and all those sorts of things. But when you're taking into account the isolation and being away from your families, I think most people could understand that there is some anxiety for some people in those circumstances.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess that's probably why West Coast Eagles coach Adam Simpson is keen to ask the Premier for travel exemptions for players. Do you back his calls?
Yeah, I do. I'm aware also of what a brilliant job the Premier's done, and clearly enormous approval rating at the moment. And I think most West Australians, if not all West Australians, would say the government's done a brilliant job. So we'll defer to the experts on that. We'll defer to the Chief Health Officer. We'll talk to them when appropriate. But obviously, we do have our eye on post-Queensland and getting back to Western Australia, and we're willing to work with the authorities on what's acceptable and what's not.
Yeah. Jesse Hogan, he's a gentleman that has been in the news for quite a number of issues. He had his poor foot injury. Apparently, he's back out on the track and doing really well. How's he doing? Do you think he's a sure start for round two?
Yeah, we're working through that. He's been away from football for a while, Jenna. So round two might be a little bit soon for Jesse, and we're not exactly deciding on which round he might return in. We're just making sure that he's in a good space, which he is currently at the moment. He's training hard. We'll build him up from a football perspective, and then together with Jesse and the people close to Jesse, we'll decide when he might be available to play. But certainly, I can report that he trained very well yesterday, and every day he's getting back into the football groove, which is really good to see.
Absolutely. I guess taking with you when you guys head over there, you were talking about a number of support staff and things like that. Obviously, things like mindfulness and mental health and trying to curb the anxiety around everything that's really happening and trying to stay focused as an athlete is very tough. Are you kind of upping the ante when it comes to focusing on, you know, guys, if you need someone to talk to, there's someone right here and things like that. So is mindfulness and that sort of stuff front of mind when you hit the road?
Yeah, absolutely. We are constrained by the number that we're allowed in our hub, high performance center party, if you like. That's AFL mandated. And also the amount of money we can spend on our staff is also AFL mandated. But clearly, it is a huge priority. It's a huge priority in performance sport when in normal times, if I can put it in those
terms. That's the best of times. Yeah.
And look, a lot of players, particularly, mindfulness is a part of their everyday routine. For some others, not so much. But yeah, they'll be really well resourced in that area. It's one of the priorities.
There was a story, which, you know, a bit of a fluff and nonsense story. And you see stories that, you know, Nat Fyfe, who is, you know, a dual Brownlow medalist, the captain, the impact, probably the financial impact that this has had on some of the players. Like, he's the captain and he's still going to have to, he's to make some coin, he's going to go and he's going to drive grain trucks for his dad and things like that in Esperance during this down season, this off season, I guess. The impact that this could have moving forward on people wanting to get into AFL, are you worried about the ramifications it could have on them in their performance as we heat the season back up?
So you're asking whether I'm worried about the performance of the players because of the uncertainty?
Trying to rebuild them and kind of gee them up almost.
Yeah, they're really professional. And as I said before, they're really excited to be back and playing. But there is some question marks about how players will be able to deal with some of the challenges of, in our case, being in Queensland for an extended period of time. There's a bit of uncertainty about how well players dealt with the lockdown period as well, maintaining their elite level of fitness and training and just protecting yourselves against injury and those sorts of things. So there's some of the unknowns, Jenna, that we're all sort of a little bit in the dark about every single AFL club. We think that there will be more incidents of injury. That seems logical. And then helping players deal with that and trying to manage your entire playing list with these sorts of challenges are some of the things that we think about. Longer term, I guess, there is going to be an ongoing negotiation, I suppose, between the AFL and the AFL Players Association around such matters as the TPP. So that's the amount of money that players receive. Clearly, the rest of the community are doing it tough. The players are cognizant of that. But I think there's going to be a pretty strong negotiation about what's appropriate moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just don't think we can underplay that. These guys work hard. They don't all get paid the massive salaries that we've seen with some of the marquee players. So you guys are doing a great job just trying to keep everyone on an even keel. Dockers General Manager Peter Bell, thank you so very much for joining us. Good luck on the Gold Coast.
Thanks, Jenna. No problems.